This state's government was ready to move out of its temporary home in a downtown hotel. However, the route to building a grand and permanent Capitol building still had several hurdles, including a stockyards and a world war. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdecian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdecian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdecian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the summer of 1910, a vote by the people of Oklahoma moved the capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City. The governor and legislature met in the Huckins Hotel until they could secure a site to build a permanent Capitol building.
There was a committee organized to determine where in Oklahoma City they would build the Capitol building, and the leading proposal was that it be on the west side of downtown Oklahoma City.
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society. There was a problem with that original site, though.
By then, they'd built the stockyards and the packing houses, and the prevailing winds are from the south blowing toward the north. They decided not to build it there because of the stench that came from the stockyards and the packing houses, and two other men had proposed selling for a much cheaper amount of money, 1,200 acres just northeast of downtown Oklahoma City.
Work was complete on the new building in 1919. Or perhaps we should say, work was as complete as possible.
That was the deal that the legislature approved, and they started building the Capitol building, and the Capitol building was supposed to have a dome on it, but then World War I came along and there was a shortage of steel, so they completed the building without the dome.
The dome was projected to cost $250,000. The building remained without a dome for over 80 years.
But then a few years ago, there was a fundraising project. Private money was raised to complete the Capitol building and to add the dome so that it looks like what it looks like today, which was what the architect originally had in mind to begin with.
The new dome cost $21 million and finally fulfilled the original plans from before World War I. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.